Now, for a few nights at Parramatta's Riverside Theatre, musical theatre lovers will get the chance to experience Melbourne Theatre Company's production of What Rhymes with Cars and Girls, which sees award-winning playwright Aidan Fennessy weave together the songs from You Are My Frontman, Tim Rogers' debut solo album, into a new Australian suburban musical. The end result is a story about two people from different walks of life falling in love. We're going to find out all about it because we've got the actor Sophie Ross on the line to have a chat about it. Hi, Sophie.
Hello, how are you?
Well, really good. Thanks for joining us at 2SER.
Thank you for having me.
No worries. Now, it's very exciting because this play, although it was started out in Melbourne, it's very much based around Sydney, and it's the first time that Sydney siders are going to have a chance to see it.
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, the very first song in the musical is called I Live Under the Flight Path, which is all about living in the inner west of Sydney, which I have done, and if anybody out there does live in the inner west under the flight path, they will know the joys of that experience.
Oh, indeed.
Like, I lived in Marrickville for a while and I actually had to stop mid-conversation every, 5 minutes.
Well, it's definitely a thing and people, you get used to it, I guess, if you have to live with it. But, it's definitely a thing.
I found it very endearing, to be honest. Like, I started to love it. I kind of missed it when I left.
Well, it's very exciting. Sydney siders finally get to see it. And it's a really interesting concept for a show, tying in songs and then making a story around it. Can you tell us a little bit about the show and how it sort of came to be?
Well, I'll tell you how it came to be. It's actually quite a great story. So Tim Rogers, who wrote all the music, and he wrote the album in 1997. So the album is actually 20 years old.
Wow.
His partner was working in a kitchen with Aidan Fennessy, the playwright, at a Melbourne restaurant. And Aidan said to her, look, I love this album of Tim's and I think that I could write a really interesting play around it. Can you ask him if he minds me doing it? And so Rosie went home and asked Tim, and Tim was like, no, I don't think so. Like, in his mind, he thought, oh, I didn't write it to be a story. Surely it's not going to work. And then he said, all right, well, I'll meet with him for a drink, but I don't think it sounds like something I'd be that into. And then they went and had a drink, and Aidan just charmed the pants off him and bought him a few drinks, which doesn't hurt. And by the end of it, Tim had said, all right, I'm in.
Wow.
And then Aidan went away and wrote. The extraordinary thing about Aidan's writing, actually, is that he has changed his writing style to match the way Tim writes lyrics. Wow. So it's kind of, for him, it was a really interesting exercise as a writer, but it means that the dialogue in it and the way the characters speak is quite like the kind of suburban poetic quality that Tim Rogers has in his music, which makes the whole thing feel like it's one sort of long Tim Rogers album, even as we're speaking. And I think that's a really, that's quite a unique way to write, and it's such a beautiful and heartfelt and loving outcome. Like, it's a really joyful show.
Yeah, and it seems like a really nice story, and obviously we don't want to spoil it, but it seems like a really nice sort of suburban Australian story that is played out between you or yourself. Your character's called Tash. Yes.
And Tash or Natasha, but she goes by Tash. Yep.
Can you tell us about Natasha? Is she anything like you?
Well, she's exactly like my sister. I'm channeling my sister. It's amazing. In fact, the director has, my sister's name is Anna, and every now and then the director says to me, I think we could just have a little bit more Anna in this moment. And Anna, my sister, completely loves the show.
Oh, nice.
So there you go. Maybe we do like to see ourselves reflected on stage.
Well, that's it.
Because Tash is a singer, songwriter. She's a real kind of gypsy. She's always moving around. She doesn't like to be tied down to anything. She's kind of like foul-mouthed, looks like an angel, talks like a sailor, that kind of business. But really, really loving and feels everything 100%, wears her heart on her sleeve and kind of throws herself into things sometimes without necessarily thinking them through. She's that sort of very impulsive, very loud and lovable character.
Oh, fantastic. It sounds like a great role.
It's really fun. It's very fun to play. But I think the really interesting thing about the work is that it's a kind of classic love story in the way that it's a love story between people who come from different worlds, and those worlds make it difficult for them to be together, like in the tradition of Romeo and Juliet and kind of every love story since then. And they're from different classes, essentially, these characters. And what's really interesting is that it, like, very gently kind of challenges this idea that Australia is a classless society. It sort of debunks that myth by pointing at where the classes are, and particularly in a city like Sydney, where there's a kind of geographical class divide. And it looks at that and goes, hey, maybe we're not as classless as we like to think. Yeah. And it does it in a very loving, fun way, but it's kind of got this interesting political undertone, which I reckon gives the piece a lot of weight as well.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
Being fun.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's always interesting having those different levels that you can look at a play on. You know, obviously it's entertainment, but then if you can take away something from it, then that's a double bonus. Fantastic.
Yeah, and I think it's, like, for Sydney audiences particularly, it really speaks to the experience of the kind of wealth divide, the class divide that exists in Sydney. You know, I certainly felt it very strongly that the, you know, that there's a huge difference between the northern suburbs and the western suburbs of Melbourne in terms of people's experiences, their opportunities, all those things. Yeah. And it's really honest about that stuff without being cynical about it, which I think is great.
Yeah, nice. Now, of course, you are on stage singing along with your co-star, Johnny Carr.
Yes.
And all the while, Tim Rogers himself is on the stage beside you.
It's extraordinary, actually.
What
it's
is
been
that
such
like?
An extraordinary experience because Tim, of course, you know, these are his songs. He wrote them from a very personal place and handed them over to a playwright who wrote a fictional story around it. And then he's handed them over again to two performers to sing. So we sing all of the songs and he's the musical director. So he plays guitar and he sings harmonies with us sometimes. And every now and then he can get involved and call out some sort of funny comment in the middle of the scene. It's really fun. But it's an extraordinarily generous thing that he's done because he's taken his creations and his songs and handed them to us, but all the while he sits there in witness to it. And the audience gets to watch him watching us singing his music, which must be quite a beautiful experience, actually, for the audience.
Yeah.
Especially if you're a fan of Tim's, to see that side of him.
Yeah, definitely. And he must be, I mean, Tim Rogers, I think, I felt softened a lot over the years. And I'm sure he's very, I mean, not that he was hard, but, you know, he's very much
a bit of a party animal, I think, in his day.
I think he was,
I don't know about that, but I've only known him for a few years.
And how's it been? Like, how's the relationship with him been? Has he been really happy and friendly and enjoying being on stage like that?
I love him. Yeah. I just completely love him. He's been so kind and so generous and so protective in a way of us. Like, because he's our musical director and the writer of the songs, he's just like and both of us are actors before being singers. Like we trained as actors, Johnny and I, and so we've come to singing from a different way, you know, and we haven't done as much of it as we've done acting. And Tim has just been such an extraordinary teacher and mentor, and he's given us so much love and support. I've never felt anything but totally trusted by him, which is a really wonderful feeling.
Yeah.
I have to say, I really love him. I've got nothing but good things to say about him.
Great. I mean, he's a national icon. I mean, I think everyone
knows Tim Rogers. He absolutely is, isn't he? Like, and he's a kind of a bit of a kind of cult figure too in some ways. Like, he's certainly a real legend in Melbourne. Like,
yeah.
Everyone's got a story about how they once had a night with Tim Rogers.
Fantastic. I hope you've got one too.
I wouldn't tell mine because we're friends.
Yeah, fair enough. You can just keep it in the bank.
Yeah.
Did he offer a lot of advice and sort of maybe a bit of a backstory into some of the songs as well as to where they came from?
Not really, no, because he didn't want the reason that he wrote the songs to be the reason that we were singing them. Because there's a new story around the songs, that was really where we were singing from. Sometimes he sort of told us what certain lines meant because we didn't actually understand them. Sometimes he couldn't even remember. But most of the time he wanted us to discover it for ourselves so that we, you know, had a new take on it. And he likes the songs. He loves it when we take them and own them so that we don't necessarily sing exactly the same melody on every line. Like, we give it our own flavour. That's what he's really encouraged.
Fantastic.
And it's been great because I was a bit nervous about really major Tim fans coming to the show and thinking, God, it's not exactly the same as the album. But we've had such extraordinary feedback from people who love the album because it's like seeing the album in this reimagined way, which is so kind of opens the songs up in a different possibilities, different arrangements, and people have responded really well to that, which is great.
Do you think people should really listen to the album before seeing the show?
Yeah, I would encourage it, like, because it's very different and I think really interesting, actually.
Yeah.
I've certainly listened to the album a lot since working on the show. Like, I still love listening to the original versions of the song.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it certainly, it won't be a negative thing to listen to the album. Like,
sure.
It's not gonna, you know what I mean? Yeah. Sometimes, like, you wouldn't want to read the novel before you saw the film because the film might not be as good.
Yeah.
You know, or vice versa. But I would say that it would be an enriching thing to listen to the album. And well, just Tim's excellent. I love him.
Exactly.
Love listening to his music, yeah.
Well, we better wrap it up. We're getting close to the end of the hour, but it's been fantastic chatting to you.
Thanks so much for having me.
Tickets are available at riversideparramatta.com.au. The show starts next Wednesday, the 11th, and goes through to Saturday, the 14th. Do we know, is it going to tour around other places in New South Wales as well?
Not New South Wales. We're going to Brisbane after that.
Brisbane,
we went to a few Melbourne, I mean, Victorian regional places, but New South Wales has just got Sydney, sadly.
Okay, no worries. Well, people have to get out to Parramatta then next week, next Wednesday. Jump onto Riverside Parramatta and check that out. So great to chat to you, Sophie. Good luck with the show and any other shows you might be working on as well.
Thank you very much.
Cheers. See you then.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. That was Sophie Ross. She is the actor from What Rhymes with Cars and Girls, which you can catch from next Wednesday at Parramatta's Riverside Theatre. We'll put a link up on the website where you can get tickets.